Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. One of the hardest hit groups with this COVID-19 pandemic are churches, and in particular, ministry to children. Many churches are even asking, even now, how do you carry on ministry to children during this time or have an outreach to children during the summertime in your community that you have limited access to? Also, the gradual phased-in reopenings across our state may even make it difficult for churches, especially larger churches, to have a standard vacation Bible school ministry to children that they're used to this summer. So today we wanted to talk and share with you about an option that you or your church may want to consider, which is having a backyard Bible club that we call in CEF a five-day club. So in order to help us understand what a five-day club is and how a five-day club summer ministry works, I've asked my friend, coworker, my assistant state director, Jill Hostetler, to come and be with us here today and to share with you about what a five-day club is and what it looks like and how all this works. So Jill, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So you are the expert. You've been doing CEF five-day club ministries for a long time. And so share with us, but there might be some people out there, they don't maybe even know what a five-day club is.
Sure. So five-day club is really a fun-filled Bible club. And it is for five consecutive days for an hour and a half each and every day of the week, Monday through Friday. It includes a dynamic Bible lesson, missionary story, scripture memorization, meaningful songs, and it's just a great outreach that is happening where the children live. So most of our five-day clubs are neighborhood clubs. Sometimes we do them at churches as well, but we really try to have them wherever children are gathered.
So a five-day club, is it typically a lot of children, like a large group of children, like a normal summer, not a COVID-19 summer, but what's a normal five-day club size usually?
Usually the average club is about 15 children. Okay. So we have some that are smaller and some that are larger, but 15 to 20 is usually, especially if it's a neighborhood club, we usually have, you know, maybe even about 10 kids. But if it's at a church, it could be even up to 50, could be higher.
Okay. So we have had the larger clubs as well. But a five-day club, just so people kind of understand a little bit. So instead of the children necessarily coming to you, we go to where the children are. So a five-day club is like a traveling VBS with wheels. And
that's
so
right.
We just go from club to club, you know, place to place, location to location. And we provide the teams, the teachers, our staff, and our summer missionaries, high school and college age students that will be doing all the teaching. So really, what does a five-day club host have to do?
So a five-day club host is really just responsible for inviting the children. We even give you flyers. We have a yard sign that you can put out. And then also providing a snack. So we ask the host to provide a prepackaged snack for the children.
Okay. So probably, though, a lot of people have a question that's in the back of their mind, like, wait a second, you know, all these phased-in guidelines and social distancing and all this, how does a five-day club work? Or why do we even think that we can have a five-day club in the COVID-19 new world?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, we do believe that we can follow the guidelines and still have a vibrant ministry with children through five-day clubs. And so I met with my team and we kind of looked through the beginning of club to the very end and how can we follow these guidelines, whether we're in phase three or phase four. And we really came up with ways that we can still social distance and keep it, you know, keep the kids apart from one another. And so we thought through, how are they going to sit together? How can that work? So of course, all of our five-day clubs are going to be outdoors this mm-hmm. summer. So that does have some challenges. But at the same time, I think our hosts are prepared to have creative ways to find shade and, you know, so that in those summer days in July, it can get really hot. And most of our clubs are in July. So we're moving them a little bit later mm-hmm. than normal. We would normally do some already starting at the beginning of June, we would even start 5-day clubs. So we're kind of pushing all that back to the end of June and all of July. And we're just kind of thinking through, you know, having a designated place for the teachers to be. We right now are thinking of like a teaching tarp or something where a designated place where the teachers stand, where the children have to stay at a distance, and coming up with fun games that the kids can play that they're still separated, or they can call out a number or something on a pocket chart or something. So we really are still exploring other games, fun games that you can do with social distance. And so, but the great thing is, you know, there's websites, there are already resources coming out that are giving us suggestions. So, okay, you know, that's been really encouraging to see.
Now, someone listening, they might say, well, that sounds kind of like a brave new world, and I'm not so sure about that. But have you got any takers yet? Have you had anybody call you that maybe have had 5-day clubs in the past, or maybe some new people? I mean, has anybody said, yes, I want to have a 5-day club this summer?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got really 5 openings left, but we're looking to have a second team. That's for our first team to be, you know, doing 5-day clubs all of those weeks. But we're looking to have a second team booked and getting all those clubs. So we have a lot of openings, but we have had quite a few people. And one of the first people that we called, she has had a club for probably the past 6 or 7 years. And I called her and she just said, oh, I'm just so glad to put something on my schedule. She said, you know, I've got nothing, and I'll just be so excited to see, you know, to put this on our schedule. Because in the children in her neighborhood, they have been kind of playing social distance, you know, kind of play together, but they still social distance from one another. And so she just feels like it's a really good fit. And so there have been quite a few, and we've had new people that have said, I want to do that. I think with the fact that so many churches aren't able to do VBS, that people, right, that burden is still there, right? Mm-hmm. There's still, you know, men and women that want to see children reached with the gospel. And so they're hearing about the 5-day club and they're getting excited and wanting to do it. So it's a great opportunity that we have.
And really, we think about it, the children, they need this more than ever. You know, I mean, they've been shut out of their churches, they've been shut out of their Sunday schools. And even though, yes, we've been doing online ministry with children, we've been sending out electronic, you know, Bible lessons and teaching and all kinds of resources that I'm sure other ministries and churches have been doing too. But I don't know, but I mean, I think kids, they need some face-to-face teaching time and just people just letting them know that they care about them and they want to point them to the Lord. So I just believe our children need it more than ever. They absolutely do. So if a person or a church would like to schedule these 5-day clubs, and so I'm just kind of throwing out a number, we probably have all of July that's open and maybe even the last week in June. So there's like maybe 5-6 weeks to choose from. So if they're interested in exploring this, how do they go about doing that or contacting you, or how do they get some more information?
Yeah, so you can contact our office directly and call our office at 309-688-9699, or you can go to our website, which is www.cefofillinois.com/outreach. And that will take you directly to our 5-day club page, which has a little video on there describing what a 5-day club is and also a description. And then you can actually sign up right there on the website and say, this is, you know, who I am and this is the week I'm interested in. And then we'll contact you.
Okay, that's wonderful. And if there are some churches that they still think, you know, and that's wonderful, that's great, that they can have those standard vacation Bible school, or maybe they want to supplement some of their material. We also have, you know, summer ministry material just geared for churches or gospel materials, or we even have this booklet called Do You Wonder Why that we would be glad to put into the church's hand, because we would just want to bless you any way that we can. We want the children to have an opportunity. We want the children to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I guess I just wanted to ask you, Jill, I know the answer to this question, but do these 5-day clubs, do they cost anything for a person to have a 5-day club?
No, it really doesn't cost anything but your time. And even that is really minimal, just an hour and a half for five consecutive days. And yes, but it's just a great opportunity as you think about, you know, reaching maybe a group of children that you have not yet been able to reach. If you think about your community or your neighborhood, there's always those kids that are always gone, right? All summer long, they're always gone. They're always, you know, maybe they're at the pool or they've got this sporting, you know, practice, and now they might be home and they might actually be able to come. Mm-hmm. And so I just think it's a great opportunity. We have a window here and we can still reach the children right in your community. And we'd love to help you do that.
And I believe that's what God has given us. He's given us a window. If you go back a month ago, we didn't know if there was going to be a window this summer. And we were trying to strain our brain and think how we could possibly do this. And we just felt like God saying here, here, here. And then these phased in plans, we just felt like God opened up the door legally. And also, we're looking at this being like a house to house club ministry, going house to house and teaching children God's word. So Jill, thanks for being with us here today. And, you know, like we said, you know, children need God's word more than ever, and we're living in such uncertain and changing times. But what could be more certain than what children need is this sure and certain word of God and the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Jill, thanks for being with us here today, and thanks again for listening. And again, if you or your church are interested in hosting a 5-day club or just finding out some more information, I just encourage you to pick up the phone and give us a call. Call Jill at 309-688-9699 or go to that CEF website at cefofillinois.com and it's /outreach. So thanks again, and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Even in the midst of the COVID-19 restrictions, Child Evangelism Fellowship is still planning on going forward with reaching out to small groups of children in their neighborhood through 5-day clubs. 5-day clubs are backyard Bible clubs held for 1 hour each day. This summer's clubs will be held throughout the month of July. If you have a heart to reach children with the gospel message in your neighborhood, call us at 685-0716 or contact us online at cefofillinois.com.